Sam, welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success. I'm host Jason Waller, former billion-dollar business entrepreneur, elite business coach, two-time top five podcast host with the BAM Podcast and the True Underdog. You might know me from my TED Talks, best-selling books, or even my brand new reality TV show on Amazon, BAM Fam. Are you hungry for inspiration, wisdom, perhaps a hearty laugh? Get ready for a dynamic, electrifying journey filled with towering business triumphs, intimate family moments, and raw honesty that you won't find anywhere else. Buckle up. This is about to get dope as hell. I'm telling you, I have had all kinds of guests on my previous shows, and we're going to have some bomb guests on this. We're going to be talking about everything from politics to money to business to family to drama to kids to you name it. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be real. It's going to be raw. It's going to be in your face. It is Jason Waller Unleashed. Real talk, real success coming now. Bam! Bam! Welcome to Jason Waller Unleashed. That's right, Jason Waller Unleashed. And today we're going to watch a clip of Glengarry Glen Ross. We're going to talk about sales process, empowering customers, building value, setting the expectations. There's no reason to ever lie, cheat, and steal, but every day you should be closing. So we're going to talk about ABC, always be closing. Bam!
You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. Hear me, you fucking faggots? A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision. Have you made your decision for Christ?
So listen, always be closing, right? Been doing sales a long time, whether it's door knocking, whether it's telemarketing, whether it's running an in-home appointment. And the bottom line is, customers do not buy on price. That is a small portion of it. They buy on emotion, they buy on value, they buy on intelligence, and they buy on you. They're buying you. Either you're a closer or you're not. I used to run all my companies the same way. There's an 80-20 rule. I believe 20% of your company that you're running, 20% of your sales reps, 20% of your management, your leaders, your customer service people, they are running the fucking company for you. The next 80% are not. 60% of that 80% are just getting by. Just like the clip we watched on Glengarry Glen Ross, people are fucking either losers or they're getting by. Closers close, and your top 20% will close. The next 60% just get by. But that bottom 20%, you got to churn and burn. They're wasting your time. They're complaining. They're arguing. They're finding reasons to fail. They're blaming everyone else's success as their failure. They're making excuses for the leads, making excuses of why they can't close. The weather, bad credit. I can't get a yes. Let me tell you something. Sales, life, relationships, business, it's all like golf. Your score is your fucking score. That's it. What you put in is what you get out. That's how it works. If I close more than you, I'm better than you. If you close more than me, you're better than me. There is no fucking excuses. There is no, oh, well, I ran leads in this area, or I went and knocked on doors here, or I talked to these customers and they wouldn't buy because of this. It's because you're not good enough. It's because you don't put in the effort. It's because you don't train. It's because you don't look for buying signals. It's because you don't shut the fuck up in front of a customer and listen and then say, hey, this is what you're asking for, and find a reason to close. That's how sales works. People want to, and they raise their hand and they invite you in their home, or you knock on their door, or you talk to them on the phone. If they are interested, they are asking you to sell them something. You need to fucking listen and try to sell them something. The excuses are just that. They're excuses. Quit looking for reasons to not be successful. Quit making excuses for yourself. I'm a big believer. I don't run a school. I wish I did, thank God. But I mean, I bet if I did, it'd be a little better what's going on. I would post every fucking child's, whether they're in kindergarten or in 12th grade, their scores. Your test. Hey, Jimmy, you got a fucking D, buddy. You got a D, Jimmy. What are you going to do about it? You're going to fucking cry? You're going to wallow? Or, Jimmy, you're going to go home and study more? You're going to go focus more and try to do better when you get home? Are you going to pay attention to what Dave and Jenny got? They got fucking B's and A's. Are you sick, Jimmy, of getting a fucking D? Let's do something about it. Accountability has gone away in this country. It's just gone away. Everyone's got excuses. They got a fucking protest sign. They're fucking blaming this or that or whatever the fuck it is. Changing who they are, what they are, what they believe in. Like, they can't fucking make up their mind. The end of the day, your score is your score. Your grade is your grade. No matter what job you do, you're in football, they look at stats. Stats don't fucking lie. You're in baseball, they look at stats. You're a teacher, they look at your stats. You're a fucking police officer, they look at your stats. You're a doctor, they look at your stats. You're in sales, they look at your stats. Fucking matter. Data matters, and it matters because it is the grading point to see where you are against the competition, and competition elevates everybody. I'm a big believer that I said, share everyone's grades in school. I'm the same way. We would have meetings in our company with 2,400 employees in our company, 2,400. And each department would share people's results. Here's where you're at. Here's where you're at. And we'd have an 80-20 rule where we drew a line in the sand where if you weren't in the top 80%, top 80%, motherfucker, I ain't asking you to be in the top 5, top 10, top 25. No, I'm saying if you aren't in the top 80%, you go on a PIP plan to be better. You're not fired immediately. You're on a PIP plan to get coaching, training, to be better, to get out of that bottom 20%. Who the fuck wants to keep the bottom 20%? That doesn't make any sense. You don't want people, as you're running a company, you're running an organization, to just drain all the resources because they're, why should someone get paid the same and they're doing twice the work? Your top 20% is who you need to focus on. Everybody's like, oh, I need to get the 80% better. Bullshit. You need to focus on the top 20%. Elevate them. Have them coach and make little mini-me's. Have them groom the next level. That's called bench strength. I teach people, I coach people on how to build bench strength. What is bench strength? Well, you get a manager, you get an assistant manager. You always have one in training. So if we had 25 locations, we had 25 district managers and 25 assistant managers. Why would you do that? Well, if I wanted to open up a 26th location, I don't want to pull a manager out of the fucking thing. So I've got 25 assistant district managers to look at and say, who's the most qualified? And let all the managers talk about it. And then their person elevates, and then they're able to elevate someone else on their team. And that person gets to move and open a location, new location. It makes sense, right? Because you're building bench strength. You're building leadership. They're being able to do the job and move up. It's important that you are able to do that. And how do you do that? You do it by a ranking system, a point system, a ROAS system. You grade people on how they do their job. You grade people on the work that they put in. It matters. Sales matters. Everything in life is a sale. You're doing customer service, you're selling something. You're a car lot, you're selling something. You're doing car service, you're selling something. You're a doctor's office, you're fucking selling something. Everybody's selling something. So don't say you're not a salesperson. You're a fucking salesperson. You have a job, you're a salesperson. You're an influencer, you're a salesperson. You're an author, you're a salesperson. You're an actor, you're a salesperson. So how do you get good at sales? Well, first of all, you got to fucking hold yourself accountable to who around you. Are you the best of the best in your group, in your category? If you're not, you need to get back to work. Quit finding fucking excuses. Quit looking for reasons to fail. Quit fucking blaming everybody else. Quit blaming the leads, blaming the weather, blaming the credit, blaming this, blaming that, the economy. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Everybody's got the same obstacles. It's like golf. Sand bunker over there, out of bounds over here, water here. What are you going to do? How are you going to overcome that? If me and you are doing the same job and my stats are better than yours, it's not because I'm lucky or things happen. It's because I'm fucking better than you. That's how this works. If you're better than me, you're fucking better than me. It's time that you quit worried about your fucking feelings and you start holding yourself accountable to the competition. It's time that if your leaders and your managers out there and you're running a company, you start sharing the results. Don't fucking hide the results. Share the results. Not just celebrate the winners. Fucking show the losers. Hey, you fucking shit the bed this month. I want everyone to know that Jimmy here shit the bed. Jimmy, what are you going to do better this month? That is how you get to the next level. Because it's so important that not only do you have the attaboys and attagirls and you're able to reward success, but you've got to be able to hold accountability in failure. It can't be, hey, Jimmy, let me talk to you alone. Hey, Jimmy, your grade is really bad. And we're going to do everything we can. Bullshit. Jimmy, your grade sucks. What do you want to do about it? Jimmy doesn't like how he feels in front of people. Well, then fucking do something about it, Jimmy. That's how it works. Like, the world's too soft. If you worked for me, Jimmy, and this wasn't a school, I'd be like, hey, Miguel and Jenny, you guys fucking crushed it. Our top leaders, Jimmy and Dawn, you guys shit the bed. What are you going to do different next month? If you don't like being called that, find a new fucking job. That's how I ran a business. That's how I'd run a school. That's how I coach. That's how I train. I do it even when I coach kids at sports. Like, well, they're kids. They got to learn sometime. They're not fucking six. They're not eight. They're not 10. They're 13. You don't think they need to know that sometimes they're going to fucking not be the best? Sometimes they need to know they got to put more work in, that mommy and daddy aren't going to bail them out? Like, I know with my kids, I have failed sometimes of spoiling them and not holding them accountable. And I'm trying so hard to put those things in front of them now. But what are you doing to do that? Are you running your business that way? Are you running yourself that way? Are you running your family that way? Are you showing accountability? Are you showing the results? Are you saying, here's where you stand? I mean, look, maybe it's wrong. Maybe it's unethical. I don't know, but that's how the fuck I'm built. I want to see the stats, the data, and I want competition, because competition elevates success and elevates the best and brings out the best in people. No matter what department or category or business you're in, you need to be able to measure up to other folks and know where you stand, and you got to be hungry to want to move up. Those are the people I want to be around. I don't want to be around those that are like, I'm just getting by. I'm okay. I'm in the middle. It's fine. Fuck that. That means you're that bottom 20%, dude. This is just a stopping place for you. This isn't about where you're going to be and what you're going to do in the future. This is temporary for you. I want to surround myself with people who believe, who are all in, who want to better themselves, who want to take advantage of the opportunity they have in life, who want to excel, who want to elevate other people. That's who I want to surround myself with. And you don't ever have to be a liar, cheater, or steal to be a great salespeople. Those motherfuckers are scumbags. Those people don't deserve to fucking be selling anything. You never have to lie, cheat, or steal. You can offer a great product, talk about the benefits of the product, find the pain points and the excitement that the consumer wants, and then close the fucking deal. It's pretty simple. Everybody wants to make it so complicated. It's simple. If somebody fills out a form, or somebody talks to you on the phone, or somebody invites you into their home, do you think they're doing it for shits and giggles? Like, yeah, just give me a brochure. They're willing to talk to you about something. It's your job to educate them on it, answer all their questions, overcome any of their objections, and they get to agree to say, yeah, that is a salesperson. And I think educators are salespeople now. When we were hiring at our Power Home Solar company, we were hiring like teachers, loan officers, things like that. We weren't looking for salespeople that were schlocky, that were out there like, I'm just trying to sell solar. No, motherfucker. These people already raised their hand and wanted to know information about solar. All you got to do is educate them. All you got to do is be passionate. You got to be able to talk about the brand, be personable, make a friend, answer their objections, their questions, close the deal. You don't need special salespeople to do that in life. You can do this in any business you're in. You can do this in any industry you're in. It's all about getting in there and talking to the consumer the right way, selling the right way, answering their questions the right way, being able to market the right way, being able to overcome objections the right way. I'm a big fan of getting all the objections out early. So how long have you been in the home, Mrs. Jones? 2 years. Oh, great. Do you plan on leaving soon? No, I don't. Therefore, at the end of this, they can't be like, well, let me think about it because we're going to move. Motherfucker, you just said you're going to be here a long time. You've been here 2 years. You need to answer the objections early, and then you need to find the pain points and the excitement points of why you're there, why you're in the home, why you're there selling the product, why are they in your store, why are they talking to you. Get those pain points, get those excitement points where they're interested in what drives them. I used to ask customers, why am I here? Is it because, you know, you don't like the power company? Is it because you're trying to reduce a utility bill? It's because you want to save the planet? What are my reasons we're in your home? Let them tell you. It's no different. If you let them tell you, they will. But we watch clips like Glengarry Glen Ross, and we watch clips on like Boiler Room, and you know, yeah, their sales tactics, and yeah, they're aggressive, and I get it. And there's a place for some of that. But in today's world, with an iPhone, with an Android, with today's technology, people want answers now. But here's the biggest point. They want to be empowered. They don't want you to sell them anything. They want to make a decision. So it's your fucking job to get in there and answer all their objections, give them all the information so you can empower them to make a decision. Because when you empower them to make a decision, guess what happens? They make a decision. This is what I want to do. Or this is what I don't want to do. I used to ask people all the time, look, I'm going to ask you to give me a hard yes or a hard no today. Because if it's a maybe, I can't come back and see you. Our company's going to have to call you. So all I ask is I'll answer all your questions. I'll go over everything. I just ask for a hard yes or a hard no. Fair enough. Customer says yes. We get to the end. It's a hard yes or a hard no. Not a maybe. I don't want to be a maybe. If it's a maybe, call our office, get you back on the board. I don't want to know it's a maybe because then I didn't do my job. It's a hard yes or it's a hard no. You should train your salespeople. It's a hard yes or it's a hard no. It's pretty simple stuff. When you're looking at different people and you're trying to hire and recruit people in your business, you need to find people that believe in what you're doing. First of all, you got to believe in yourself. We talk about it all the time, but then they believe in what you're doing. You have to have a product that makes sense. And look, there's all kinds of products that make sense, like everything and anything. Like there's a need for almost anything and everything out there. You got to be able to market it the right way, but then you got to be able to talk to people and let them know you're passionate about it. You know, when I talk to people and they're super excited about something or they're passionate about something, I get excited about it. I'm like, what are they so excited about? That is important that you are able to show that in a sales call or a sales pitch, that you're able to discuss that in a sales call or sales pitch. You have to have some kind of passion, and you've got to train your people on how to have passion. You know, it always be closing is very true, but the days of the snake oil car salesman are over. The days of the knocking the doors, in my opinion, are a dying breed. It's just hard. Like, if you knock on my fucking door, dude, like, I ain't talking to you. And I came from the door knocking spectrum. Like, that's what I used to do and how I built my first companies. But today's technology, people want to be empowered. Consumers want to have the education and knowledge so they can make a decision. So when I go into a home or I train people or I coach people on how to build a sales team and how to go into the home, train them to answer all the objections, all the conversational pieces with the consumers, all the pieces of why you're there, all of the benefits of why you're there, building credibility, and then asking for a hard yes or a hard no. And then being able to walk away and be able to take the result. You don't waste your time playing ping pong with a consumer. They either want to do it or they don't. In most cases, if they're inviting you in their home or they come into your store for whatever you're selling, they want to do it. If they don't, then you didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's my opinion. That's how it works. That's why I usually start by, hey, look, I'm going to go over everything for you, but I just want you to understand, we just need a hard yes or a hard no. Therefore, we can move on and we're not going back and forth. I think people respect that. But you want to be empowered to make decisions. It's very important to empower not only your employees and yourself, but you need to empower your consumers. Let them make the decision. I'm real big on a good, better, best scenario too. I mean, 10 years ago, if you asked me, do you like a menu? Nope, I don't like menus because it makes customers think and they don't want to make a decision and they want to wait and think about it and think about it. And remember, just like when people buy things, they see something on TV, they go, oh, I want to do that. They're hot and ready, right? They call, they text, they fill out a form, they see a car drive by with your logos, they see an ad. They're ready then. That is the best time to sell. The longer you wait to meet with them, the more cold that lead gets, the more cold that customer gets because it's not as important to them. We're all guilty of that. Like, oh, I really want to do that. Then it's like 3 days later, I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do that anymore. So step one is first, you got to get the appointment fast. You got to get in front of them fast. You got to bring the consumer in fast. But step two, while it's hot and ready, you want to ask for a decision, yes or no, hard. Because the longer you wait, the more they're going to think about it, it's just going to fizzle away. And it's because they buy on emotion, because this is what they want right now. We're all guilty of that. We want this right now. I want this coming up soon. I don't want to wait for this. I want this now. How do we get to that point? So if you're trying to build a business or build a sales team. And, you know, the podcast, I didn't know it was going to go this way, but with something to talk about sales and the growth of sales and the meaning of a sale and the reason why we sell and empowering consumers. That's the biggest thing. How to empower a consumer. It's important that you're listening to what I'm saying. Because I've had thousands of sales reps, thousands of employees, had 100,000 customers plus and done over $1 billion in sales. And I'm here to tell you that it's all the same. Customers evolve, your product evolves, and you got to evolve. And the evolution used to be, you used to have to knock a door, get them interested. You know, it was all this back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000 gimmick bullshit. It's not that way now. It's about credibility. It's about building a brand. It's about empowering the consumer to make a decision and being able to overcome all their objections and talk about them. And upfront, set the expectations early. You never have to lie, cheat, or steal. You can literally say, I'm not going to be the cheapest, not going to have the best product, but I am going to have this and this and this, and we're rated here. We got an A+ with the BB. We got this. And I am going to ask for your business, and we're local, and we do a great job. And if you give me a hard yes or no, like, be forthcoming and upfront with the consumer. They appreciate that, and you get more yeses. If you have to dance or hide from something, you're a bad salesperson, and you might have to work for a bad company. There's no reason you have to do those things. right? Think about this. The old foreign, you know, cars from Japan used to have these 100,000-mile warranties, and the other cars would only have like 40 or 50,000-mile warranties, right? And so your domestic cars, your GMC, your Ford, they used to have to sell against the Japan cars. Like, well, the Hondas offer me 100,000-mile warranty, and they'd have to find a way to overcome that and sell value to defeat that. Same thing with the Japanese car makers. They would have to overcome that they're not American made. Well, you're not American made if they're talking to a consumer. You have to be able to be weaponized to answer the objections that come up, and there is no perfect company with all of the answers. There's no such thing. Every company has the greats and has the bads, and every company comparative to other companies has things they're better at and things that they're not as good at. And you've got to be upfront and be able to dot the I's, cross the T's, and show them and explain to them the graph of how great your company is, how great you are, but also your deficiencies. It's okay to talk about those. I like to get those out early. It's like the M&M factor on 8 Mile, where he goes and talks about all these things. It's like, nothing else you can say about me, right? So you like to get out in front of things when you're talking to consumer. Here's what we're great at. Pop, pop, pop. Here's where we struggle at. Pop, pop, pop. Here's where we're getting better at in our plan. Pop, pop, pop. When you say all those things, consumers love honesty. They embrace that. And guess what you're doing? You're empowering them to make a decision. And that is powerful. That's how you get more sales. And I coach this. You can check it out on my coaching. We got the BAM coaching coming out. You can join where you can get on there on a weekly call and you can hear me. We can go into details of your product, your offer, your call to action, your ROAS, everything. But on a scale right here, I feel like this is common sense knowledge. I don't mind sharing this information on the podcast. These are great bullet nuggets for you right now to have to better your team. Just hear what I'm saying. It's pretty simple. You don't need salespeople. You need educators that can make friends, that you can teach a product to. You need a great product, but it doesn't have to be perfect. You need to be able to talk about the great things it does and the imperfect things that it does. You need to be able to set the expectations early. You need to be able to empower, and you got to be able to close. You got to have people that can ask for the business. Ask for it up front. I just need a hard yes or a hard no at the end of this. Fair enough. And then, hey, would you like to move forward? Absolutely. You know, when's a good time to get this installed? When's a good time to get you? Like, what? You got to ask these forthcoming questions to get them to say yes. You can't be like, well, does that sound okay to you? Like, what do you think? What do you like when you get to that? You're giving them reasons to not want to buy. Give them reasons to buy. So, great show, great opportunity. Make sure you check out the podcast Unleashed. Unleashed Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, all the podcasts, YouTube. Check out the BAM Fam coming out January 19th on Amazon Prime. And check out my new coaching, the BAM Coaching, coming very soon, where you can come on and you can subscribe and you can listen to in on our calls, ask questions, Q&A, and talk to somebody like myself who's actually built 4 companies, had 100,000 plus customers, over $1 billion in sales, talk about digital leads, ROAS, empowering, bench strength, all of the above. BAM!